This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're invited to weigh in, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Conan.
And we just had a caller asking about tiny homes. Drake, thank you so much for the call. You seem to have hung up before we could actually get back to you. You had a question about tiny homes, and that's got us into a broader subject about sustainability, well, self-sustainability. We were talking about sustainability in the first segment, how couples are fighting over it, but now we're having a much broader discussion about sustaining one's lifestyle and paying for something versus just doing it yourself. And like I was saying when we were going out, I'm sort of between the two of you on this. There are some things that it's worth it for me to just do myself. Like if the alternator were to go out on my Eclipse, it's worth it for me to just do that myself because it'll take me at most an hour to do. But if it's something like the timing belt needs to be replaced, which I did have it replaced like a month or so ago, I could do that myself, but it's going to take 4 or 5 hours of work at best.
And maybe tools that you might not have available to you. Yeah, there are definitely things that it's better to contract out. The people who specialize it, who have the tools, who have the knowledge, are going to be able to do it in so much less time than you. Of course, my thing is that I'm not...
If a limb fell on your roof, would you be capable of fixing it?
Oh, definitely.
And what is ultimately the difference between... this is something I've never really looked into in any serious manner because it's not the lifestyle that I'm looking for, but what's the difference between having a tiny home, which is a relatively small square footage living space that could be, you know, portable, that is portable...
That most people can never move again because they don't have the vehicle to do it.
Well, a lot of them, I would think that would be part of the deal, is like they got a big-ass truck or whatever that they can move thing around with, but versus an RV, which is
or a travel trailer.
Yeah,
that's a very good question, because one of the other problems with these tiny homes is when you actually started to add up all the materials involved and making them roadworthy too. By the way, because that's another one. A lot of people don't build these things roadworthy. They are dangerous.
Shockproof.
They are not shockproof. Yeah, everything gets rattled around. Mm-hmm. But even that even happens to travel trailers. You know, especially plumbing and stuff just comes loose
It's going to happen. Constant vibration.
But when you consider the actual building materials. Why not add another 300 square foot? Why not add a nice big fat garage? I mean, it's...
Because it's not portable, right?
Well, I just said, most people aren't moving these things afterwards.
Is that true?
Oh, the tiny homes that I'm familiar with, mm-hmm. and when you consider that they're basically all sitting on their tires because no one ever blocks these things up. They're sitting on tires. The tires go dry rot after a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then they're not roadworthy. And I said most of these things are like 300 square foot. That is way bigger than most of these things that I've seen are. We're talking like 100, 120, 150 square foot.
That's like the size of a jail cell.
This room, I am thinking this room is about 350 square foot. This is a big room. I could put a lot of stuff in this room. But we are using this argument, comparing this room.
We've got an entire studio in this room.
Correct. And there's four of us in here, and we've got all this equipment. I mean, there's a lot of, and we still have room to walk around. Most of the tiny homes I'm familiar with, a lot smaller. The travel trailer, I just looked it up, I did the calculation. The travel trailer that I lived in was 220 square foot, and it was me and my daughter, and we were cramped. And I did that, but I did that for 3 years. But I was only 19. I didn't have anything yet. Now I have accumulated more material wealth, and I wouldn't have room to do anything in this thing unless that was my lifestyle. And some people can do it, and some people like. And by the way, people are already doing this. You got people in the cities that are living in these stupid cubicles. Look at the Japanese. I just saw an article. Someone was visiting like the smallest apartment in Japan, which is like 90 square foot or something.
It happens a lot in the United Kingdom as well.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, New Yorkers have been living in the tiniest of apartments for a very, very long time. A lot of them have.
And you were talking about
the nose for them.
You were talking about the best part about these things is you can just pick them up, you know, take them out in the middle of the woods and do whatever. But if you're out in the middle of the woods, why not build a bigger home? What's keeping you from...
Maybe it's more expensive to build a bigger home.
It's gonna,
you know?
I said it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
And maybe this is the kind of person... you got to understand, this is the kind of... Conan, you're the kind of person who... You put down roots, you build a garden, you take care of repairing your own truck. You're very self-sufficient compared to a person who would be building a tiny home. Now, the person may be building the tiny home themselves, which would make them somewhat self-sufficient. They're hiring someone to do it.
That's another really great question. Just the material, just the room and the tools to build a tiny home, you wouldn't be able to fit all that material and that those tools
maybe
in
afterwards.
Maybe it's
a person who had a home, and they probably come from all types. Like, you probably got people coming into this from the cities who are living in a really crappy apartment. They're like, man, a tiny home's an expansion, right? Yeah. Like, they're getting more room, and they can move the thing around. Or maybe it's somebody who's had a big-ass house, and they're like, all right, my kids have moved out. I don't want to have more kids, and I don't want to take care of this damn house. I don't want to have a maid come in to clean the damn house. I don't feel like cleaning the thing. All right, I'll spend the money to build a tiny home, or spend the time or whatever to build a tiny home, get into that, sell my old house, cover the costs, yep, and then just hit the road. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, except why not just get a travel trailer?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's already built to pull behind your vehicle.
I got to agree with you there,
whereas
Conan,
these tiny homes are dangerous. A lot of them that I've seen, don't pull. If I see something driving, one of those things driving down the road, I'm just going to stop. Exactly.
But that's why I'm saying, like, what fundamentally is the difference between a tiny home and a travel trailer?
The tiny home looks neat.
Okay.
And it's a fad.
So it's all about
I could make it work. I would live in one of these things if I could have a 4-car garage next door where I could store my stuff, you know, and I would sleep and I would poop and I would eat in the tiny home.
Well, I've got something here about this. The number one reason for people to choose a tiny home versus a mobile home is that tiny homes are designed to be just like a real house, but smaller. Therefore, the quality should, in theory, be the same standard as a traditional house. But as you pointed out, and as this place points out, that's often not the case. It is cheaper, apparently. A tiny house on wheels will cost you around $60,000. Or you can find tiny homes for as little as $10,000 or as much as $200,000 versus $50,000 for a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
So there are reasons, evidently, it's cheaper. I mean... The one they have a picture of here is absolutely tiny. They're built on wheels, so they're portable. I'm not seeing very many selling points about what is good about this.
All right, here's the other scam.
Eight feet wide, when
it comes to these small homes, you got here's another fad. It's these storage containers. They take and they stack them and they cut windows out and the whole nine.
I've seen those.
This is another huge scam, especially if you're in the desert and or you're in a climate like ours where you have to insulate them properly. You have to do it the right way. Otherwise, you get moisture, condensation buildup inside the unit. And not to mention, you lose so much space just in insulating the damn things. Mm. It really doesn't make sense. Storage units to actually use as like a garage to store things in it. I'm keeping my eyes open for a good cheap one myself. But they have gone up, as far as inflation is involved, they've gone up through the roof. But actually turning one of those into a living unit, nah.
Well, you wouldn't want to live in the desert or New Hampshire if you were going to live in one of these tiny homes, right? You'd want to live in somewhere with a more temperate climate.
This is what I'm saying. If you're going to try this, don't do it in New Hampshire.
Well, according to a website called treehugger.com, they say the tiny homes are more weatherproofed. They are generally better insulated and winterproof than campers since they are custom built from the ground up. Owners can choose what kind of insulation and heating and cooling options suit them and their local climate, whereas RVs are generally not built to be lived in during the winter. So they say that the tiny home is a better option if you're going to be staying in a...
I think I would agree with that. But you're going to have to build your tiny home to spec. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to, you know, put the proper amount of insulation in the walls. Otherwise, it's basically just a RV on wheels, which is why not just buy an RV.
And still, insulation is only going to do so much if you're in, like, the desert or New Hampshire.
And you're going to have to heat it and cool it as well.
So you don't have as much square footage. If you don't have as much square footage, it's not going to be as hard to cool the thing.
And every bit of insulation you put in there, believe it or not, is going to reduce the square footage, at least to some extent.
If you're talking about, like, a wood stove or something, you need a certain amount of space around your wood stove.
Yeah,
you're a little bit more real estate. You wouldn't want to go that fiber out.
No.
But if you're living off the grid, why are you not using wood to burn? Why? What are you going to use, electricity?
I don't know.
If you're living out in the woods, where's your power line coming from? The power company is not going to run a power line to your tiny home.
Well, that's the other
ever.
Thing. A lot of tiny homes are under weird regulations by cities and or prohibited entirely.
Yep.
It's a bit of a mess, according to the story. A lot of gray areas, legally.
Maybe we're missing something. What is the reason to get one of these things?
603-28.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603 203-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody.
And Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just click getting started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to watch some videos about this important world-changing information, because I don't know if you've been watching the news, but the cryptocurrency market cap yesterday passed $3 trillion. Bitcoin, I believe, hit a new record high today.
Which, if not yesterday, 68,000 and change.
Which is not something we're going to just continually say here, because once Bitcoin starts doing this thing, it tends
every
to hit
day.
It gets... I
all right, 69, sadly, 70, okay.
It's weird to say, but it does get old saying, oh, Bitcoin hit yet another all-time high. So head on over to Bitcoin.com, and if you already know about it, you want to stay up to date, go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's Bitcoin.com and their new site, news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Camel calling. Camel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you want to know about the origin of why the whole tiny home thing kind of started, why people wanted them to begin with?
Yeah, because I don't get it.
Because they're getting sold out because they can't afford full-size homes anymore.
Well, I was kind of looking at this like 15 years ago, right? I think that's around where it started. But when I first heard about it, it was like they wanted to offer alternative housing for homeless, and they were trying to get around city regulations for housing.
That's a noble enough goal.
And, of course, no municipality wants a camp of homeless right outside their boundaries, and so that is why this legislation is basically it's countrywide, where you can't get a septic tank dug unless you have a permit from the city. This city is not going to give you a permit if you live in one of these tiny homes. It has to be a certain square footage. You're not going to get your power run. The power company is not going to run a pole out to this tiny home because you can't get a city permit, because the city has a law set up to prevent this from happening, which is sad.
Well, what would you need power for in one of these tiny homes anyway?
To run your metaverse. How you gonna run your internet, man?
I can't imagine someone living in one of these tiny homes, you know, really wanting to play World of Warcraft or anything, you know, that they would need high demand internet for. Their cell phones.
I don't think
you
want to actually like live in one anyway, because during the day it's gonna be hot as heck.
Yeah.
And then you're just gonna basically just sleep in it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I could do that if I had a 4-car garage right next door for all of my stuff. But I would sleep in the stupid tiny home. Yeah, that'd be all right.
So, Camel, you were looking into possibly considering getting one of these. You chose not to. I mean, was that?
Because it was just the weight of it for one thing. They weigh so much more than an RV or trailer anyway. Mm. But twice as much. They're so hard to, and that makes it so hard to tow and transport. Plus, like Conan said, they're built like a house, and they're not meant to be, you know, transported on the road constantly.
Hmm. If you can even get a permit to pull the stupid things.
Oh, right, yeah. And you have to build it to DOT specs and everything.
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anything I'd want any part of. Thank you for the call tonight, Camel. I don't get it. And I'm not.
By the way, used our SIP line. Sounding good there.
He did. You can find that at, what was the?
SIP.freetalklive.com. It'll give you the step-by-step instructions on how to call in that way.
Yeah, that way you can get past the whole mobile carrier nonsense or landline nonsense. Or the calls just don't sound as good as they do with VoIP. And SIP, as I understand it, is an alternative to?
It is VoIP, basically.
Okay. Awesome. That's SIP.freetalklive.com.
You're just not using the phone switching or whatever. It's just straight point-to-point.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you had a story that was related to the climate change thing that we were talking about earlier. And for those who don't recall, we opened the show with this article about how 1 in 3 couples, or 30% of people in relationships, have admitted to fighting over climate change, which to me is absolutely bizarre. But you have something related about Americans experiencing pre-PTSD. Before anything has happened to
can't
cause
even.
PTSD.
We have another level of victimhood. I mean, we just can't have enough victims in this country, and now we've got another classification.
And the numbers here are just so high, it's unbelievable. I mean, I understand that the younger people are always talking about how they've got anxiety and depression. I hear it all the time from millennials and Generation Z. I don't remember hearing anything about it when I was growing up in the on, you know, in the 90s.
Yeah, slap some mud on and walk it off, son.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that stuff. But now, according to KGO in San Francisco, a survey from Yale University is showing that 70% of Americans are now very or somewhat worried about global warming, as more and more of them show signs of anxiety or depression as a result of that worry.
I understand, especially for the younger generations, why they would, you know, experience anxiety. And I would suggest that a fair number of them, like Greta Thunberg, are legitimately traumatized, but it's not by climate change.
By the way, have you seen her in the last couple of days?
No.
No, but they're traumatized by the fear-mongering that goes on revolving around climate change. They're constantly being told that this thing is
going to kill them
yes. and end the world as they know it. That's a terrifying thing for adults to be telling children.
Correct, especially when I know Al Gore doesn't believe this nonsense.
He said the ice caps were going to be melted.
Yeah, but he doesn't really believe it. He has so many tells. He's been lying this entire time.
Okay, why did you bring up Greta Thunberg?
Because exactly what Arya just said. She is traumatized. She's losing her mind.
She's textbook PTSD.
She thinks she's going to die in the next 5 years. She thinks we have already passed the point of no return. That the Earth is going to be on fire in the next 10 years. And that we're all, and that's you. What did she say? You've destroyed my future, or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really believes this stuff. And the worst part about it is, Al Gore did it.
See, his cronies.
The funny
thing about that girl is, I don't follow much about her, but every now and then, you know, you run across something, and I saw her criticizing politicians.
Yeah, she says they're not doing enough.
They're not doing enough.
She says they just talk, blah, blah, blah.
She's not wrong about that, right? Like, that's the thing that politicians do, is they just talk, and then they don't ever actually do anything that you want them to
do. Because they don't really believe it, Ian. They're just playing the game.
Yeah, they want power.
Greta believes it. And she says they're not doing enough. They just talk, blah, blah, blah.
She's got a disconnect, right? Like, she can see now that the politicians aren't actually helping her. They're not doing what she wants them to do. They talk about helping, but they don't actually do what they say they're going to do. So she can see that they're being dishonest, but yet she hasn't made the connection that the very same politicians run the government schools that told you all this BS in the first place.
Correct. So maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, she's actually coming to a point where she's going to wake up. She's going to get her red pill, and she's going to realize that not only has she been lied to, but, I mean, she's already figured out that these politicians aren't going to do anything.
Right.
The next step is to figure out that she's been lied to this whole time.
Unless,
by the
of course, she's a tool, and she's, you know.
They picked her for a reason. I think she has mental deficiency. She's going to believe anything is told to her.
Look at Ann Coulter, man. There was just an article today where she was describing Trump as an idiot because he didn't fulfill his campaign promise to, you know, do something about the Mexican border. These people never learn. It doesn't matter how many lies these politicians tell, how many campaign promises they break, how much they promise to do anything. They're going to take their private jets to their climate change conference, and they're going to talk about what a serious problem this is, and then they're going to exacerbate the problem, if there even is a problem. And from what I can tell, they're really...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases in states led by Republicans continue to go down, the White House is accusing some Republican governors of getting in the way of efforts to end the coronavirus pandemic.
Why are these legislators, these Republicans, getting in the way of that, getting in the way of saving lives, getting in the way of us making sure that the economy is working as well?
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre using those words while speaking to reporters on Tuesday. Florida is one of the states suing the Biden administration over their vaccine mandate. According to Johns Hopkins University, the seven-day average of confirmed new coronavirus cases in Florida is 1,506. The Mardi Gras parade is coming back to New Orleans in 2022. City spokesman Bo Tidwell saying they feel comfortable welcoming the world back to Bourbon Street. This is USA Radio News. The White House is again touting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden is set to sign this week. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo focusing on the expansion of broadband access across the United States.
We must connect all Americans, regardless of where they live, to high-speed, affordable internet.
Raimondo saying too many poor and rural communities do not have affordable high-speed internet access. The public is getting a chance to lay flowers Tuesday at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. It marks the first time in nearly a century that the public will be allowed to pay respects and lay flowers at the base of the tomb. The opportunity comes as Veterans Day on Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which holds the graves of three unknown American service members. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. Wayne, talking about climate change here on the show tonight and how American couples are, well, not American couples, but 2,000 respondents in a survey of people who were in relationships responded that they admitted to fighting about which one of them is greener. And then we learned that 70% of Americans suffer some degree of climate change anxiety, largely because I imagine it's much truer on people who are under 30 or people who are under 40 or whatever, because we've heard this crap our entire lives.
Inundated. And it wasn't even that bad when Ian and I were kids, but we had, I remember when Captain America was a thing, but that was all about pollution and stuff. That made sense. But now
you mean Captain Planet?
Captain Planet. Oh. I'm sorry. Captain Planet. Yeah. But
that was all about, like,
it was about pollution, which made sense because we saw pictures of the flamingo all caught up in the can holder or otters, sure, and, you know, floating around in oil, and the pelicans. That made sense. It's like, yeah, this is nasty. We need to do something about this.
But no one did anything about it.
And to a certain degree, either that or they stopped reporting on it.
There's a giant trash island in the middle of the Pacific
Ocean. There really isn't. That's a myth. There's a lot of plastic floating around in the ocean, yes, and it kind of concentrates in certain areas, but there's not like a island that you can walk on.
No, obviously you can't walk on it. It's floating trash.
Yeah, but the pictures they show, every time they show that floating island of plastic, it's usually someone's coastline. It's usually some South American coastline, and they zoom out in such a way that it's, they're just showing us this floating garbage. When if you zoomed out a little bit more, you would see some dude on a dock throwing a bucket of trash off the pier. No, this floating island in the ocean is just really small, little tiny bits of plastic. A lot of it's clear. You can see right through it. And it's just breaking up. And the sun is doing a lot of the breaking up.
Well, there is massive amounts of plastic in the ocean as well.
True. And probably a lot of it is American trash that we sold to Asian countries to recycle for us. And they're like, hey, this is good business. And they're throwing it off the pier. Just dumping it right off the boat.
At any rate, no one has done anything. I mean, recycling didn't help. They put forward these centers that we talked about where they don't really save on materials or energy or anything like that. Nope. They end up burning more energy than it takes, and thereby polluting more by trying to take 10 plastic bottles and turning them into 10 slightly different plastic bottles. I don't know exactly what the process is, but the idea of recycling, as I understand it, is just like reusing your own water bottle or reusing your own cans or something like that. Cutting out all of the middlemen is saying, hey, I can reuse this thing and not throw it away yet, and that's useful because that's just less trash. At least less trash now.
This is true. Frugality. That's the way to go, in my opinion. But it is so easy to buy all of this stuff. You know, what are you gonna drink? Can you drink the water out of your tap? You have a nice filter like I do? You don't?
Yeah.
Oh, you're buying your water, and they all come in these individual little receptacles.
But the Keen water is so bad that in the span of about 2 months, I already have to replace my filter.
I don't know what you're talking about. Keen water is the best damn municipal water I've had.
It is, and I still have one of those reverse osmosis systems because I can taste just a little bit, but yeah, it's good stuff. In Tennessee, in Florida, the water tastes like farts.
It's awful down there.
So bad.
In Tennessee, I could taste like the chlorine they were putting in there, which is nonsense.
See, I'm used to well water. I suppose I should preface with that. But, I mean, yeah, the Keen water is filled with like heavy elements. It's terrible for your hair.
At least they're not putting fluoride in. That's all I really care about.
True, they are not doing that.
And I check every time, and I don't think that's... We have enough crunchies here in this area that I don't think that would ever happen. But I think in Manchester... You guys over there, man, you should talk about all the legislation you guys are passing. You should look at that. Get that crap out of your water.
That fluoride in the water there?
I do believe.
At any rate, that's not helping with climate change, but 70% of Americans are experiencing, or at least somewhat concerned about climate change, and...
I got to say something, though, about this headline, and it's KGO, which is San Francisco, major broadcaster there, reporting on this story. They link to this alleged survey from Yale that they're talking about here, where it says 70% of Americans are now very or somewhat worried about global warming, and I'm...
I'm not buying that. 70%? I'm not buying that.
I mean, that's horrifyingly large.
70% of kids? Yes.
70%
of Americans? No.
And they don't, you know, I don't see the demographic breakdown, but according to the executive summary of, first of all, they link to a page over at Yale, which has multiple studies on it. So I'm taking one of the most recent ones, which is called Climate Change in the American Mind, published back in June, and it was done in March. So this isn't that recent, but it's, you know, from this year. It's the most recent one of this type.
Right.
And just looking for the word worried in this executive summary comes up with Americans, a majority of them, 64%, say they are at least somewhat worried about global warming. So, you know, 64-70%, there's definitely a discrepancy there. Why
10%?
Well, not 10%, but why are they? Why
well, I mean,
are
they 10% of 64? I mean,
yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
And why are they still using global warming? Isn't that over? I thought it was climate change or climate crisis or climate emergency.
Well, they address a few different things in there, but anyway, I'm calling into question the reporting in this particular story. But that said, they did speak to a psychologist working in Oakland. He says, "Quote." You may have, his name is Noah Oderberg. He says, you may have heard of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. A psychiatrist came up with pre-PTSD because it's not a trauma that's already occurred. It's a fear of a future trauma. So it's this new idea.
No, it's still just PTSD because the trauma has occurred and the trauma was fear-mongering.
And when they were in school or whatever. He says it involves anxiety and depression. He says he's seeing more and more people bringing up the subject of global warming in therapy, citing feelings of sadness and despair, saying that in California, the wildfires and smoke are a trigger. The stakes are high. He said, quote, 50% said they were planning to have fewer children, and one of the reasons stated was their fear around climate change. It's very new, and the field of psychology is not prepared for it.
Now, what is this syndrome called again? What is it?
Pre-PTSD.
Pre-PTSD.
Why don't they just call it, so we have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just call it pre-traumatic stress disorder? Because that's what it is. Greta Thunberg is suffering pre-traumatic stress disorder.
I have to disagree. She's just suffering from PTSD, the same as the people that the psychologist. They're just dumb.
Abused.
But it's not post yet. It hasn't happened yet.
They're not scared of climate change. Right? It's not climate change that's scaring them. It's what adults in the media and governments have told them about climate change.
But that's the trauma.
As long as we identify where the PTSD is coming from. It's not coming from climate change.
Climate change hasn't hurt them. It's coming from the
fear media who is killing that poor girl's brain. Her amygdala is being blown out of proportion.
Yes, and that trauma has already happened. It's already been blown out of proportion by the media and by governments constantly telling these people, hey, this thing is going to kill you. Just imagine growing up in those circumstances where from the age of 5, you're being
told
almost daily that this thing is going to kill you. Your entire family and the entire world as you know it. Society is going to collapse. Everyone's going to die. And you hear that, if not daily, at least on a weekly basis. Not to mention how they don't always say it so directly. None of us watch television. But if you watch any of these commercials, they don't say, COVID is going to kill you. Be scared. They're way more subtle than that. They've been doing the same thing.
Oh, they say it's going to kill grandma.
Well, the commercials don't typically even say that, right? They're just
The politicians
we're
do.
All in this. Yes, but I'm talking about the media, not the politicians.
Okay, go ahead.
And the commercials aren't saying, COVID is going to kill you. You have to get vaccinated to be safe. Instead, they're saying, this vaccine will make you safer, like the Sesame Street things. And do something about climate change or it's going to kill you.
Trust me, they're not stupid.
They can't just put on commercials on television telling, you know, people watching Sesame Street, climate change is going to kill you. They're way more subtle than that.
I don't know what you're not watching TV because definitely there are news pundits and there are politicians and there are celebrities who are saying that COVID
is... Show me a 5-year-old that's watching CNN.
Their teachers who watch these shows are going into classrooms and telling Greta that it's going to kill them. It's going to kill them.
I don't doubt that teachers are doing that, but that's secondhand. The actual exposure the kids are getting from, you know, firsthand information like media sources is just more
subtle. Sesame Street.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Conan.
And I want to talk about the story that I've had for a few days now that we haven't actually gotten to, because, I mean, there's even getting into this story is going to remove, like, 10 other things from the table that we could be talking about that are worth talking about. But this one... Does anyone remember Sweden and how they chose to handle the COVID-19 pandemic by not locking down, not requiring face masks, and not doing anything else that the rest of the world seemed to do?
Yeah, they were the poster child for what not to do for, like, at least 6 months there. And then all of a sudden you just stop hearing about them. And it's, by the way, Florida is on that target map as well.
It's interesting that you mention Florida, because this article also brings up that Florida was inspired by Sweden and the example that they set. So 100 years ago in New York City, 20,000 people marched down Fifth Avenue in protest against one of the greatest public health policy experiments in history.
Is this the measles vaccine?
It does say no. For a year, beer, wine, and spirits had been illegal throughout the United States. From a public health perspective, it seemed a reasonable enough measure. I guess from the point of view of a statist,
We're talking about prohibition here?
Yes.
Okay.
From the point of view of a statist, it could, I guess, be seen that way. That alcohol was a dangerous substance was clear. Disease, violence, poverty, and crime were intimately bound up with it. Even now, despite its failure, it is known as the noble experiment. But was it right to prevent people from making drinks that they not only enjoyed, but that also served important cultural and religious purposes?
No.
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 Hell no. Not even if they were to throw the argument in there that it was, you were creating lazy, good-for-nothing riffraff who would throw who would be citywide problems and or hurt themselves and kill themselves.
I drink, and it doesn't really do any harm to my life.
Well, yeah, you have a lot of orderly drunks out there. Yes.
I've never heard anyone call it the noble experiment. It's
I never
crazy
have either.
Is what it is.
Yes, and it didn't work, and it isn't working now, because we still have prohibition. It's not on alcohol.
Oh, no, it's still prohibition on alcohol. Go try to brew your own alcohol and sell it.
You could you can make your own wine, and you can own a still.
You
but
can
you
make
can't,
your own wine.
But you can't use it to make alcohol.
Right. You sure as hell can't sell whatever it is you brew.
No. So, yeah, there's prohibition is alive and well in this country.
But you are allowed to consume alcohol, despite it being one of the most dangerous drugs out there.
Sure.
Well, cannabis
unless you're walking down the street, in which case, no, you're not.
And by the way, weed would have been legalized a long time ago if there were more people who liked it compared to the amount of people who liked their alcohol.
Well, there are plenty of people. I mean, cocaine became illegal, and like back in the 19th century, people loved cocaine and opium, and they're still illegal today.
Yeah, but then we found out that people of color like that stuff, and it made them into woman terrorizers. And
that's also why cannabis became outlawed.
Exactly.
So not for the first
all
time.
It's all about racism. God, man.
Hey, keep that critical race theory out of here, Conan.
No, that is correct. That's exactly what it is.
I know it
is. The whole country is built on racism.
Not for the first time. And that's the point of critical race theory, but it triggers so many people to just hear that they can't accept it.
I don't see any problem with the realization that it's all built on it.
My question is,
it's 2021. This is the best ever, the best time ever to live as a person of any kind of minority in this country. There's so much diversity. It's such a melting pot. Can you still
argue? It is the best time at any point in history, but that doesn't mean that things are even.
There's always a better mousetrap. We can always do better.
Sure.
But is it what it was? Hell no. Are we so? That's the problem with the people who profess to teach this type of nonsense is that they still treat it like it was 60 years ago. It's not anything like that. Drop it. If you keep talking about it and bringing it up, all you're doing is you're creating division.
Well, it can't be dropped.
You're rubbing salt in the wound.
More than 50% of the American prison population are Black Americans, and they don't represent anywhere near 50% of the American general population. So we can't just pretend like, we defeated racism. It's all in the past now, dude. It's still alive and well. Cannabis is still there. There are white companies. There are companies owned by white people right now that are selling cannabis openly, while Black men are still in prison for never having.
Including one of our former presidents, who laughed about taking it and smoking it in college.
Who's that?
Obama.
I was thinking of Bill Clinton with his whole "I did not inhale."
But he's of a certain class. So I don't. And that's where it's at. It's not about color.
Yeah.
It's about classism. Obama got away with it. I say, here's another person of color, Kamala Harris. She's laughed about it on multiple occasions that she smoked it in college, listening to Dre.
And then put a bunch of people in prison for it.
Yeah.
I agree entirely.
It's classism. It's not race. But, yes, there are certain colors in this country that you're definitely going to fall prey a lot easier than certain other skin colors.
There is a lot of overlap between the racism and classism, and the racism has largely morphed into just classism. Classism is far more common today than racism. You're absolutely right. But let's get back to this article. Not for the first time, Americans found themselves torn in a balance between freedom and security. And it wouldn't be the last time. Until recently, prohibition remained the largest experiment in social engineering a democracy had ever undertaken. I don't know where this person is getting their information from. I would suggest the public school system was a much larger social engineering experiment.
But it's still taking place.
Yes.
Still going.
Well, he doesn't believe that about public schools, though.
Probably not. And then, in early 2020, a new virus began to spread from China. Faced with this threat, the world's governments responded by closing schools, banning people from meeting, forcing entrepreneurs to shut down their businesses, and making ordinary people wear masks. Like prohibition, this experiment provoked a debate. Well, except one of those sides was told that they were evil and immoral and murderers or manslaughterers, and the other was sanctimonious and self-righteous. In all the democracies of the world, freedom was weighed against what was perceived as security, individual rights versus what was considered best for the public health. Few now remember that for most of 2020, the word experiments had negative connotations. This is what the Swedes were accused of conducting when we, unlike the rest of the world, maintained some semblance of normality.
So this guy's Swedish?
Yes.
Okay.
The citizens of this country generally didn't have to wear face masks. Young children continued to go to school. Leisure activities were largely allowed to continue unhindered. This experiment was judged early on as a disaster by Time magazine, a cautionary tale for the world, according to New York Times, Deadly Folly by The Guardian. In Germany, Focus magazine described the policy as sloppiness. Italy's La Repubblica concluded that the Nordic model country had made a dangerous mistake.
I like to make a point of correction here. I don't think what they did was an experiment at all. But they were just carrying on doing everything normally. You need the experiment was everybody else.
That's literally the next statement.
Mm. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
But so you're on the right track, and that's why I brought this article in, because it makes some excellent point. But these countries, all countries, were also conducting an experiment in that they were testing unprecedented measures to prevent the spread of a virus. Sweden simply chose one path, which, as you point out, was to just carry on like normal.
Yep.
It wasn't about preventing the spread of the virus. That's just what they said. The experiment was to see how far they could put people under total lockdown and control and not have them act out in any significant
Correct.
Manner.
To see how many of the sheep would comply right. with this nonsense.
It literally brought out prison terminology into mainstream view and
lockdown.
Applied it to everyone. Yes, that's what they tell you in prison when it's time to go back to your cell. And if you don't,
yeah.
Well, I think they succeeded.
I mean, in Australia, they even had yard time.
They sure did.
Didn't they call it that? I don't remember what they called it.
That's what it was.
It was an hour outside per day, but they had to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And they couldn't travel more than some number of kilometers from their home.
Some of the Australian states are still on lockdown. They are not going to let off. I saw something the other day. I don't remember which province or state it was, but one of them was saying, I think it might have been Queensland, said, you know, we're not going to reopen until 80% of people have two shots. And it's hard to get the statistics from Google as far as what the different states have, but the whole country of Australia, it's only like 67% have both shots at this point. So they haven't opened up at all.
So the hypothesis of the outside world was that Sweden's freedom would be costly. The absence of restrictions, open schools, reliance on recommendations instead of mandates, and police enforcement would result in higher deaths than other countries. Meanwhile,
That was the prediction.
Yes.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the lack of freedom endured by the citizens of other countries would, quote, save lives.
Mm-hmm.
Many Swedes were persuaded.
And no evidence.
No evidence. In fact, more people are dying. I imagine
he's going to get to that.
They do, in fact, get into it. And they don't appear to be having this. There's a surge of hospitalizations from COVID-19 in California, mm-hmm. where the vaccination rate is fairly high. But Sweden doesn't seem to be having that issue.
Maybe they've got more natural immunity.
Or Florida, by the way.
Maybe they just didn't lock down and they got the virus and recovered. And now they're just fine. Like, you know.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.